Flu season has already begun here in Connecticut, and it's happening during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard spoke with residents and health experts about the unique challenges they face this year.
A large group of people in red and yellow reflective vests huddled together on the Woolgate Town Green at 9 in the morning. Some of them work for the Chesprocott Health District. Others are volunteers with the town's Medical Reserve Corps.
Two people to assist moving this tent.
They're setting up a drive-through flu shot clinic. People can get an influenza vaccine without leaving their cars, which start lining up as early as 20 minutes before the clinic officially opens.
Which arm you wanted it?
All right. Don't forget to put your car in park.
Maura Esposito is Chesprocott's health director.
We did one last year, and it was a success, but looking at the cars right now, we are booming. We know it's safer for everyone. We don't want to put anybody more at risk than they are right now in the pandemic.
The health district converted all of its flu clinics to outdoor drive-throughs this year because of COVID-19, and many other Connecticut municipalities and regional districts are doing the same. Public health leaders say it's critical for people to get a flu vaccine this year so that they minimize their risk of becoming seriously ill from at least one infectious virus. There's still no vaccine or targeted antiviral treatment for coronavirus. Kate Glendon is a public health specialist at Chesprocott.
We started our flu clinics all in October this year within the first 2 to 3 weeks. To make sure that we can vaccinate as much people as possible, as early as possible.
The annual flu season typically runs from October through the spring. Last season, more than 3,000 people in Connecticut were hospitalized and 80 died, including one child. There are a lot of different strains of influenza. Scientists try to create vaccines that will best match the strains that they think will show up each season. That means the flu vaccine reduces illness by an average of 40 to 60% each year. Dr. Kevin Decow says it may not be perfect, but the protective benefits are worth it.
Even if you receive the vaccine and you manage to come down with flu anyway, the likelihood is that the case of flu that you have is going to be much milder.
Decouse is chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at UConn Health. He and his colleagues have been particularly busy managing COVID-19 cases. Decouse says if more people get a flu vaccine, then it may help reduce the overall number of people who need diagnostic tests, sick appointments, and hospitalization.
And the elephant in the room is COVID. And we really want to minimize the influenza as much as possible because we have this other issue that is so big and so very important from a public health standpoint.
Symptoms for the flu and COVID-19 largely overlap, so diagnosing people will be challenging. Decow says this is where access to quick and frequent testing for both viruses will be crucial. He also hopes that continued social distancing, hand washing, and other pandemic precautions will help limit the spread of the flu. At the Woolgate drive-through clinic, Dawn and Jeff Olson were taking all the precautions they could get.
I never had the flu shot before, ever. Never had the flu, and I'm just nervous with the COVID this year.
Same for me. With COVID, I get the flu shot every year, but extra reason for this year.
Residents can check with the State Department of Public Health for upcoming flu shot clinics this season. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.